Joining me in the Catalyst studio today is Andy Gold from Hillsborough Community College, amongst other things. I guess let's start with what are some of those other things?
The other things that I'm involved in include my own businesses that I have up in New York. I've been an entrepreneur for a long time, new to Florida, about 5 or 6 years old, and have built out a really cool experiential entrepreneurship program at Hillsborough Community College. We partner with a lot of people, and it's a great program. As an additive to that, we've recently secured a grant from a small foundation up in Connecticut, and it's a seed fund grant for $250,000 that's going to be matched locally over the next 3 years. So we are expecting it to grow to be a $500,000 to $600,000 fund at that time, focusing primarily on everyday entrepreneurs, businesses that are small to medium-sized enterprises that are scaling up and hopefully becoming cash flow positive within a year.
Can you give us some examples?
Sure. So an everyday entrepreneur could be a bakery. It could be a food truck. It could be a tattoo shop. It could be a computer consultant that goes to people's offices, things like that, that potentially have scale. And I can give you one example of one of our students that launched a tattoo shop, matter of fact, thinking, you know, she'll be able to stabilize her family with her and her husband. Her husband was a tattoo artist. So they opened up the tattoo shop in Tampa about 3 years ago. They currently employ 9 people. But what's really cool about it, and I don't know anything about tattoos because I don't have any tattoos, but I've learned a lot from talking to Maria. So Maria explained to me that when you get a tattoo, there's an aftercare ointment that you can apply to it to allow the skin to heal better. So the products that existed in the marketplace just were deficient. So they developed an organic aftercare product. It's called Black Eye Natural, initially just to serve their own customers, but now they're selling Black Eye Natural to over 75 tattoo shops in the state of Florida. So that's an example of a small to medium-sized enterprise that's identified some scalability in their business, and we're really proud of them and excited for them.
That's fantastic. So that's your goals and more, really, with that. And that's a nice change from the usual attention that goes to tech startups and things that are going to be the next Google, to realize that the nuts and bolts, mom and pop stuff, really are the foundation for the local economy.
Yeah, I think a lot of municipalities, from my experience, suffer from what my friend Gary calls SVCD, which is Silicon Valley Cognitive Disorder. Yeah. And I think, you know, a lot of communities, rightfully so, are trying to replicate something that's awesome. I mean, Silicon Valley is what it is, you know, and I think our efforts, in my opinion, are better focused on leveraging the core strengths and resources that we have locally here. And we have a bunch of very, very passionate people that want to start small to medium-sized enterprises. Our hope is, and the funders' hope, who we got this grant through, is to have a generational effect locally here. So first-time in college folks that start a small business are able to stabilize their households financially, so their children and grandchildren will be able to go to college, have professional careers, or join the family business if they want to. So it's kind of a really cool initiative.
And you mentioned that this is a matching grant. So I'm assuming you're just starting now the raise. And
yes.
if people are interested in this program and want to contribute to it, how can they do so?
They can contact me. My email address is agold3@hccfl.edu. They can also call me at 813-259-6062, or they can contact the Hillsborough Community College Foundation, which is responsible for housing those funds. Just so the potential investors or sponsors know, the fund itself will offer 3 different funding verticals. One will be straight up grants for $8,000 to $10,000 for smaller asks. The second funding vertical will be interest-free loans up to $50,000. And the third funding vertical will be below market rate interest loans for asks beyond $50,000.
So none of those actually involve equity. This is a support program.
That's right. But what we're looking for is to leverage this grant that we got, and we want to set up a parallel separate equity fund for those businesses that don't want a loan but do want equity. Perhaps they're growing faster. We do get some high growth ideas that come through our program. And for those businesses that need a lot of cash, equity might be a better route. So we're also looking to sort of have a small, like, angel investment crowdfund kind of group parallel to that.
So then on the other side of the program, the businesses, what are you looking for in a business? And if the business wants to apply to be part of this, how do they do so?
So the only requirement we have is you have to complete one of our college credit programs in entrepreneurship at Hillsborough Community College. And we have a very comprehensive program. So the shortest period of time that you can do so is a 12 credit, one semester certificate in entrepreneurship and innovation, where you take four classes. That step ladders into a 25 credit certificate in entrepreneurship. And then we have at the community college level, our terminal degrees are an AA and an AS degree. And we have both in entrepreneurship. So once you complete as a minimum the 12 credit certificate, actually 6 credits in, you'll be assigned to a mentor, an advisor that will help sort of shepherd you through the process of completing your feasibility plan, your financials, getting you fundable in terms of a presentation. And then there's a lot of follow-up mentoring, very rigorous mentoring that will be required post the funding event.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate your time. I think that's very informative. And we'll look forward to watching the success of the program. And hopefully some folks that are listening or reading will be interested in jumping in and supporting the effort.
I appreciate you including me and having the opportunity to share that with you.
Thank you.
Thank you.